this ain't gonna go nowhere. A baby walked in a restaurant, saw me and her sitting there long. I'm in the doghouse. I'm in the doghouse again. Yes, I am, Lord. I'm in the doghouse. Lord, I'm in the doghouse. A doghouse again. Yeah. I just can't seem to do right. Lord, Lord, I'm in the doghouse tonight. It seems like I stay in trouble all the time. I know I ain't doing wrong. She believe I ain't doing right. No, I muzzle up to her. Look at her with my puppy dog eyes. But it don't do me no good. I end up back outside. I'm in the doghouse. Doghouse again. Oh yeah. I'm in the doghouse. Doghouse. A doghouse again. Just had a lunch with, I don't know why you want to trip on me like that, you know. And look, you know, I was just having a little bit of drink. The fella's time got away from me. I really didn't know what was going on. I mean, you know, it wasn't like I was doing nothing wrong. I was just coming home a little late. Baby, please, please, you know, that, man, that couch is hard. Please let me come on back.
Got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address, just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. So I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there. No one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go. But when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex in the kitchen. I told her I was sorry I came. But she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. headed for home kinda early. The party wasn't all that great. I saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, "You are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so needed. If you really want to go, you are invited for all time. For all time. For all time."
Hello with me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I will be off at an end and you my wayward girl. Many nights of talking in hotel rooms can you take? Many nights of limping round on pagan holidays. Oh, elope with me in private and we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling as the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza, New York, catch your eye, you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the Tenderloin and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too and Willie Mae. I love you, I have a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Beside you in strong mornings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why the net absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960s style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. The catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher puts religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants and the confession of the bench. Life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. You settle for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
De dormir Vejo uma igreja, um sinal de glória. Vejo um muro branco e um voo pássaro. Vejo uma grade, um velho sinal. Mensageiro natural de coisas naturais. Quando eu falava dessas cores mórbidas, quando eu falava desses homens sórdidos, quando eu falava desse temporal, você não escutou, você não quer acreditar. Mas isso é tão normal, você não quer acreditar. Eu apenas era cavaleiro marginal, lavado em Ribeirão. Cavaleiro negro que viveu mistérios, cavaleiro e senhor de casa e árvores, sem querer descanso nem dominical. Cavaleiro conheci as torres e os cemitérios, conheci os homens e os seus velórios. Quando olhava da janela lateral do quarto de dormir, você não quer acreditar. Mas isso é tão normal, você não quer acreditar. Mas isso é tão normal, um cavaleiro marginal, banhado em Ribeirão, você não quer acreditar.
Wondering what to do with yourself on Saturday, June 3rd? Well, why not tune in to Live Music Day here on WMFO in Medford? We're going to be hosting live local Boston area musicians for a full 6 hours from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Who are you going to hear? Well, performing live in our studios A and D will be Adam Sherman with Lauren Parks, Alan Williams, and Crow Follow, as well as Gary Mondello and Vicky Porter, Girl with a Hawk, and Glowbox. You'll also hear Hummingbird Syndicate, Little Billy Lost, Mike Berry, Mike McKee, and Randy Black. And finally, live from WMFO Studio D, the Thigh Scrapers. So tune into WMFO on Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. for a full 6 hours of live local music broadcasting over our 91.5 FM airwaves and streaming from the WMFO.org website.
Oh, Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
I'm not really Stay. você não me queria. Não devia me procurar. Não devia me iludir, nem deixar eu me apaixonar. Se você não me queria, não devia me procurar. Não.
Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits? Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly about you.
Meet me in Downbeats. Titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod, with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date, it's a scam, whatever, all right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Send you a letter from the front line. A place and applause and some good advice. You were born with a compass and that bar on your table. Tell me, how did you find out your bearings were false? Just pray for special drug, I need cigarettes. There's killers behind us, devils ahead, send protection. I will drown in this city, I will drown in this trench built for us. I'm the only thing left, yeah, the only thing left is the running.
Into the river, told your mom that you're a non-believer. She said she wasn't surprised, but that doesn't make it okay. You say nobody loves a city, nobody loves what can love back. One-way ticket in your pocket. What happened to the charm of a small town? If you find what you're looking for, be sure to send a postcard. You promised you.